And there's boxes and boxes of tiles that we've had a donation come in this week to finish the tiles in the main auditorium, okay? And they'll be in by next weekend, they'll all be in, amen? The downstairs, yep, amen? So we give God praise and glory for all that he's doing, amen? A couple things I want to remind us tonight as we go into this study is the Lord has laid on my heart. Again, we will not be here next Wednesday night, okay? Graduation weekend. But still pray, still study, still look at your word. Amen? We have in verse number 7 of our 1 Corinthians 12, says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Last week we looked at the gift of faith and gifts, plural, of healing. And tonight we're going to look at the working of miracles. The working of miracles. And when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me, again, this letter is written to the church. So this just isn't for the apostles, but we're going to look at how the apostles operated and moved in the gifts of miracles. Amen. But this letter is written to the church, so it means it's continuation. I believe the book of Acts is still being written by the church, the body of Christ. It was the words of Jesus to his apostles, apostles to the church, and now the church to the world. Amen? So if we're looking at this, if you look in Mark 16, Jesus said to go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then he shows us through the word of God that the apostles were operating and doing exactly what Jesus said. In Hebrews chapter 2, I'm just leading to where I'm going tonight. Hebrews 2, last week in last Sunday's message, we talked about the great salvation that was spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by them that heard him. But in verse 4 of Hebrews 2, it said, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen. This is the Hebrews writing after the fact. This is not before the apostles did this work. This is written afterwards. So tonight, look with me, and we're looking at the working of miracles in Acts chapter 14. We're going to start there. Verse number 3, it says, long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. That just as Jesus said, that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Okay? So, first we're going to look at Peter. So look with me in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. We find the account of Ananias and Sapphira that lied to the Holy Ghost. And but verse 12, it says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all one accord in Solomon's porch. So all of a sudden, Peter's now operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the miraculous. And we're going to go to Acts chapter 3. And this is kind of where his ministry kicked off for Peter at the gate beautiful. Amen. And there was a paralytic that he's laying at the gate beautiful, and he's asking for alms or asking for a handout. In verse number 6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, bones, received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. Secondly, the sick are healed. He heals the sick in Acts chapter 5. Verse number 15. The very shadow of Peter passing by. The word of God says in Acts chapter 5, verse 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Underline everyone. They were healed, all of them. Amen. God is in the healing business.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He is still a miracle worker. He's still working today. Amen. We find that there's one with the palsy in Acts chapter 9. The palsy was a paralytic disease where they were unable to get up, okay? They couldn't walk. They were crippled. In verse 32, the word of God says, and it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints that dwelt in Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed eight years, was sick with the palsy. There's a man that's been in bed for 8 years, okay? And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Amen? It wasn't no delay. Amen? I believe God's a God that doesn't always delay. Sometimes people go too far, and in the next case we find with Peter, he raised the dead. Sometimes when your preacher preaches too long, you might fall out of your chair. And that's what happened here. Amen? No, here is Peter put them forth. In verse number 40, the word of God says, but Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning to the body, and said, Tabitha died, and arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and witnesses, presented her alive. This is the dead being raised. This is Peter raising the dead. Go preach the gospel with every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with tongues. You shall take up serpents and drink any dead thing will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying to us all the way through the book of Acts, what Jesus spoken was taking place. You know, I had an opportunity to spend some time this afternoon with a good friend of mine, Doug Wanger. He's got Grace to the Nations, and he's stationed in Brazil, and that's where he's been for years. And they have like 100 churches. into Brazil and Chile and that area. And he was just sharing all the signs and wonders and miracles that were taking place. And God is the same. He is still in the miracle business. And here's one of the things that gets the body of Christ and kind of hinders us a little bit, because we've been prayed for before and we didn't get what we asked for, and then we feel like, well, God doesn't do it anymore. Well, that's a lie.
Yep.
That's a lie. He didn't give it to us as if it wasn't real. Amen? I know that he healed my body. Amen? He's still working on my mind. Charlie says, amen. You were thinking that out loud. I heard it. Amen? All right, and what he wants us to say, and see, this is taking place around us. And then we go to the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 19. We'll start there. Paul, they were taking just handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him and sending them out, and they would take them and lay them on their body and they would be healed. Still does that today.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Hello?
Absolutely.
Hello? I've been able, by the grace of God, to lay hands on napkins and send them out, and people have been healed.
Yes.
Amen? And I'm not saying I'm Apostle Paul, but I'm a child of God. And I you're a child of God, and the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Amen? Amen? That's why he's raising us up. But it says in verse number 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. You know, sometimes, and we're going to get into this in a couple of weeks from now, but we're going to get into discernment. And discernment is this. Sometimes there's the spirit of infirmity or sickness from things of this world, and then there's a spirit of darkness that brings sickness and disease also by evil spirits. And the thing about it is discerning what to pray. And most of the time, truthfully, the Bible says the Spirit will give you utterance when you know not what to pray. Sometimes those things only come out by the Spirit of God and by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Hello? So if somebody's laying hands on you and praying and all of a sudden, Shande Adarabakunda, Brosin Adarabakai, don't worry about that. Don't get so caught up in the tongue and speaking to that thing, and it's speaking directly to the language that demon understands. And go out. You know, sometimes he'll let you speak into your language, and he'll give you the identity, but also sometimes the Spirit will give you utterance when you know not what to pray. And you don't know how to fight this devil, and you don't know how to fight this demon, so you pray in the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. That's why God gave us the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And listen to me. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of speaking in tongues. You can't be more than a conqueror without being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot do all things through Christ without being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, glory.
You can't bind the weapons of warfare that come against you without the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. We say it seems crazy to me. So what? I was talking to him today, Doug today, and he was sharing, as a friend that's coming in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to meet him. His name's Dr. Lynch. He travels all around the world. But he was he didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. He was raised a brethren, and he didn't want anything to do with the Holy Ghost. And he ended up in a revival at Brownsville. and the revival in Brownsville, he was there, and he was mocking it and making fun. And all of a sudden, he got slain in the Spirit, was laying on the floor for 8 hours. He couldn't get off of the floor. praying in the Holy Ghost. And you know what he said? He's praying for the Holy Ghost for 8 hours and never got tired, never got worn out.
Come on.
Amen. You hear what the Spirit's saying? Like, let's not be afraid of the Holy Ghost. We're a Holy Ghost church. Hello? We believe in signs and wonders and miracles, and we can't do none of it without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know what I'm here to teach you? I'm here, God told me today, I'm here to teach you how to walk and operate in the Holy Spirit. You know, you can read your Bible, you can do those things, but he has me to teach you how to operate and walk in the Spirit of God. And it's not anything I got, it all comes from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. God's just using a big mouth man to share it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here's the apostle in Acts chapter 14. He's going to heal some lame folk. Verse number 8, 14. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent at his feet, being a crippled from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding. Well, listen, this is one of the times you see something, another action in healing. And Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving, Paul's looking at the impotent guy, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Paul was joining his faith with the one's faith to be healed, and bam! The Bible says, he said with a loud voice, stand upright on the... Hey, wait a minute. He said with a loud voice.
It's okay for you.
I was just going to get here an amen or something, I thought. Pam, you didn't say nothing. Ruby on, girl. But he said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walk. So sometimes when you're operating, you're walking in the Spirit of God, sometimes, and you have faith and you believe. I was sharing with an individual today that I don't have no doubt of the Lord healing. And I can't pray for anybody with doubt. If I have doubt, it would be better than if I never prayed for you. Amen? Because doubt isn't going to shout it out. Can I get a little, at least a five? I know, corny pastor. Amen? But you know something? You know, he shouted with a loud voice. Sometimes demons and devils are hard of hearing. People sometimes can be hard of hearing.
Yeah, come on.
Like I walked past my sister a little few minutes ago, and she said, "Didn't you hear me talk to you?" Right? Right? I did that. I tried to justify it. But it didn't work. She called me out on it. Wait a minute. Let's make something really clear in here. There's no one perfect in this room. There's only a perfect one we serve. And nobody is created like you. God created every one of us individually, and we're not like another. So let's not compare ourselves or try to be like someone else. Let's just be us and allow the Spirit of God to flow through us who we are. You know, I just thank God for who he is. Amen? I'm excited because I see some things coming in this Spirit that just gets me so pumped up and excited. I said it before and I'll say it again. The church is going to be a hospital in the days to come.
Yes.
Nobody's going to be able to afford health care, and the only answer is going to be Jesus. Yes. And signs and wonders and miracles will be taking place. They're not going to want to go to the doctor or the hospital. I believe you'll see them lined up to get healed.
Yeah, glory.
Amen?
That's right.
There's in Apostle Paul. Now, see, Paul raised the dead also in Acts chapter 20. This was the guy that fell asleep during the sermon. All right. This is a warning from the Holy Spirit. Don't sleep during the message. No, I'm just kidding. But the Bible says in verse 9, there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, in other words, Paul was long-winded. Did I preach too long? You have the right answer. You win the prize. And he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft. Okay, third story. And was taken up dead. Now, it didn't say Paul's preaching was dead, by the way. The man was taken up dead. And Paul went down and he fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. Yeah. You know, when I was looking at that, I wonder what took place in the house. Everybody was getting kind of worn out because the preaching was long. But all of a sudden, the Apostle Paul is waiting on the Holy Spirit of God to do something. So he's speaking and waiting. And all of a sudden, somebody falls out of a loft and dies. Now, if signs and wonders and miracles will follow them that believe, and you're preaching a message, what better way to close the message is to raise someone from the dead?
Amen.
Where before their very eyes, the dead was raised.
Yes.
Amen. So when you read this, sometimes you got to put yourself in that place and recognize how many times have you witnessed God do something, the supernatural and the miraculous.
Hey, glory.
You know, I was sharing with my friend also. He had open heart surgery. He came back from Brazil and he went to the doctor and all of his arteries were closed. And he said they've been closed for like 10 years and he never had a heart attack. And heart trouble. And when they opened them up, they found that the heart had created another vein to give him blood supply in his heart. The doctor said, there's a vein behind your heart where the blood's flowing in. All right? In other words, what did you call it? You said earlier. So, huh? No, it was a... whatever, doesn't matter. But it shows you the miracle. Here's a guy. His heart hasn't been working for his artery's been shut up for like 10 years. They have tests and stuff where they study that stuff. And he's never had a heart attack. And there's no blood flow to his heart. And they couldn't figure it out. And even the doctor, when he opened him up, they came back and gave him the testimony of the nurses and everything in the operating room, started praising God and giving God glory because it's had a supply that isn't normally there to the heart bringing blood. You know, that's the God we serve.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He told me all the doctors' names, and you probably know them. I didn't know the doctors, but the heart surgeon was the one that really started praying. And then all of a sudden, he said, and I got back to the room, and the nurses and the doctor came in there. And he said they were all not only praising God, but they were all praising him and worshiping, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, and the glory of the Lord just filled the room. Amen. I also was looking at that, and then he said, and Jesus said, and you shall take up serpents. So in Acts 28, Paul isn't planning to take this serpent up. Verse number 3, it says that when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. What did Jesus say to him? Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. And in other words, what the book of Acts is showing us that everything is taking place what Jesus said. Okay? Jesus is speaking, and every word that he spoke came to pass. Verse number 8 of Acts 28. For the elderly. Anybody old in here? Besides me, I'm not old. I'm just middle age. Verse number 8 says, it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever and of a bloody flux. He had like dysentery, okay? To whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. The reason I'm saying this and the reason I'm going here tonight is this. This Sunday is Miracle Healing Sunday. And what I'm asking you to do is come expecting a miracle. Come with a heart of expectation to see what God will do. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Quote it to each other. Amen? Amen? The same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that called the apostles and anointed them as the same God that called you to operate and flow in the gift he's put in you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We're gonna see some miracles. I see some things shifting, things taking place. I've got some words of prophecy that were spoken last Sunday here, and some of the connections that happened this week and some of the things. I just see God just shifting and doing things. Amen. And you say, well, Pastor, we don't have many here tonight. That's okay. You're here. Amen. You're here. Amen. And you're just as valuable as anyone else. There's no one to the Father any more valuable than you are. You're a jewel in his eyes. Amen. So let's just stand up and we get ready. And I don't know. You're eating Italian tonight. If you read the Bible, you can be part of the Italian band. Hallelujah. Does it bother you guys when I ask you to lift your hands? Does that insult you in any way? The Bible tells us to lift holy hands. So can we all just stand and just lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you, Father God, for every man and woman that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call and the anointing that's upon their lives, Father God. I'm thankful, Father God, that you called them for such a time as now. So, Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against their minds, their bodies, their souls, their spirits, in Jesus' name. I speak strength to their bones and their muscles, Father God. I pray strength that they can run where they used to only be able to walk, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're the glory and you're the lifter of our heads. I thank you for the plans that you have for us, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, as we learn to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, we'll accomplish everything that you called us to do. Father God, may we see opportunities to minister to other people. Use each and every one of us for your glory and for your honor. And may we bring somebody to your house this week that needs to be healed. Father God, that you may be glorified, that you may be magnified, and that you may be exalted, because just as we spoke, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the Lord that heals us. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.